21 and the coach talking sports around the world 24/7. On our show today, we're going to address Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams versus the media from another perspective. Now, Wani, you know that soon the NFL draft, the National Football League professional draft will be coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of talk going on about Justin Fields. Should the Bears trade Justin Fields? Should the Bears keep Justin Fields? And I listen to some of the talk shows, and I hear the back and forth as to whether or not the Bears should draft Caleb Williams or keep Justin Fields.
They got the number one pick, right?
They got the number one pick. Now, for the record,
they got control of the board.
They got control of the board. Now, for the record, in 2001, 3 years ago, two seasons ago, Justin Fields was the number one, was the first round draft pick by the Chicago Bears.
Right.
First pick. Now, personally, I don't have an honest thought as to whether the Bears should or should not keep Justin Fields. I mean, when I look at his play as quarterback, you know, it's the jury is still out.
Right.
But the question is, do the Bears want to compete next year, or if they're going to go with a rookie quarterback? Because nobody really, you know, everybody, those that's for, and I'm talking about the media now, not only in Chicago, but now it's hit the national media.
Yeah.
Those is for the Bears drafting Caleb Williams, and then you have some of the media that's for the Bears keeping Justin Fields and building on Justin Fields. Now, the fact of the matter is, I don't care if Justin Fields is a Heisman Trophy winner, he's an All-American, whatever. A rookie is not coming into the NFL and go make an impact in his first season and carry an NFL team to the playoffs, let alone to the Super Bowl.
No, not at that important position of quarterback. No way.
So in reality, if you draft Caleb Williams, you're going into a rebuild mode, whether you want to admit it or not.
Right. It depends on the strategy of the GM, if it's a brand new GM or if they've been there for a while. But yeah, you're right.
And if you keep Justin Fields, well, some may say you're ahead of the curve and you move forward, and some may say you're going back. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about from a different perspective today. Because I take into consideration, when we talk, and again, Justin Fields, I see him through the season. And I was pulling for him last year. Got me back excited a little bit about the Bears, expecting for the Bears to have a decent season. And realistically, if they win 3 or 4 games early in the season that they should have won, that they did.
It sounds like to me the Bears sold you on some hot sauce that they were going to have a good season, and it spoiled. That's what the Raiders did to me, because we had Jimmy Garoppolo. He was supposed to do good, and we won maybe 5-6 games.
Well, I wasn't as hype as all of Chicago was. I didn't think Justin Fields was going to carry the Bears to the promised land, which, you know, after the Cubs not making the playoffs in 2000, the White Sox flopping in 2000, all of Chicago and the media basically put their hopes that Justin Fields and the Bears was going to do it.
And how did the Bulls do?
The who?
The Bulls.
The who?
Yeah, oh, they stunk it up too. Sounds like a bad year of sports for Chicago.
Bad year of sports for Chicago. That's just what it was. I know, you know, Cubs broke some hearts because they should have been in the playoffs. But it is. But, you know, the question is that I have with Justin Fields. And again, there's still a lot of question marks in my ears. So I don't have an honest opinion if the Bears should keep him or if they shouldn't keep him. But I do take into consideration that there are a lot of questions out there about Justin Fields' ability to be an effective quarterback on the NFL level. That's what people question. But I would have to take into consideration that the Bears has not and did not, under Justin Fields quarterbacking for the last 2 years, have a good offensive line.
That's the thing, too. It falls more on the offensive coordinator's shoulders, because he's the one making the calls. You know what I mean? So maybe they don't have a good offensive coordinator. But if you got a guy 2 years in, he ain't even Tom Brady. You know, like Tom Brady took a while to be winning and stuff like that. So, like you said, if they do decide to trade, draft Caleb Williams and trade Justin Fields, then they're just going back into rebuild mode.
They're going back, and people, the media really not addressing that. They just building up the hype, Caleb Williams, He can't miss. He has not proven himself to be an NFL.
Yeah, he's still a rookie. Oh, he's still an amateur. Yeah, he's not a pro. It's, night and day.
If you listen to the media, the propaganda game, that's what they own. He's going to come in and carry the Bears to promised land. He's a can't-miss quarterback. He haven't took one snap in the NFL. Don't know what an NFL hit going to be like when that offensive line don't block and you got to get rid of that ball.
Right. He's a quote-unquote generational talent, but you're really not a generational talent until you prove yourself in the pro game.
And that's why I say Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams versus the media. The hype of the media over Caleb Williams. Then the Bears trade Justin Fields or move on from Justin Fields. Draft Caleb Williams and he wind up being a bust. They go be the same ones to say.
Yeah, then you set yourself back 3 or 4 years again. Because that's that number one pick, especially in that the first round of the number one pick. That better be a money pick. You know what I mean?
Let me go back to you another time. If I recall correct, the last winning coach the Bears had was Lovie Smith.
I was going to go back to Mike Ditka, but maybe that's a little.
Most recent was Lovie Smith. All right. And a lot of media came spoiled on Lovie Smith and said they need to get rid of him this and that. And ever since Lovie Smith.
You have a winning season and you're going to get rid of the guy?
That's what the Bears did. And ever since they've been looking for a head coach to replace Lovie Smith.
Raiders did the same thing. They got rid of Hugh Jackson, I think it was, on the year he won. And then they replaced him with somebody new because a new GM came in.
Well, I don't know what the Bears' problem, but they crying over Justin Fields. A lot of the pros and cons is we need to get rid of him. We need to move on from him. He's not ready. He's never going to be an NFL quarterback. But, again, if you don't have an offensive line to block for you,
right.
You said the coaches, and the coaches share some of the blame, and the quarterback coach share some of the blames, in my opinion. Now, I'm a baseball man, but I know a little bit about
football. Right.
In my opinion, they did not set up plays to make Justin Fields talent, according to his talent ability early in the season.
They set him up for success.
And then when you mention the offensive coordinator, we can talk about that, but you still got to have the horses on that offensive line to block.
That is true. And you got to get that wide receiver smart enough to know which routes they're running, because sometimes you got a guy that's fast and he don't know what the play is.
And not to mention the guys dropping balls are supposed to be caught.
Right.
And, you know, so all that impacts the outcome, because at the end of the day, you said all eyes on the quarterback.
Yeah, they're the figurehead of the offense, at least, you know.
So, you know,
almost for the team, probably the team.
Where you have no pass blocking, and then your quarterback got to drop back and find open man. Where did he find time? And when he take two steps back, five man's up his butt.
They're already on him, right.
So all you can do is get rid of the ball, leads to interception, leads to incompletion, and guess who number they're going? It don't go on offensive line incompletion. Go Justin Fields, four incompletions in the first quarter.
Right.
So when we talk about the quarterback, not ready, and again, I must admit, Justin Fields has shown some sign of promise. He showed some signs that he may be, and he shows some signs that he may not be. But then taking into consideration, it's only his second year. He didn't have to learn two different quarterback offensive coaches. And now, if he does, it's going to have to be a third offensive coach that's coming in.
Yeah, that's even that. I mean, you confuse the quarterback with three different offensive coordinators every single year. You know what I mean?
So who is really the fault? Is it Justin Fields? Is it the general manager?
I think it's organization as a whole. You know what I mean? I can only speak regarding football. I can only speak to the Raiders because that's my team. We have one winning season in the last like 20 years. We haven't won a playoff game in since like 2001 when we went to the Super Bowl against the Bucks. So it's organizational stuff that falls from the top, the owner's decision to hire this guy, that guy, that guy, and then they just draft the wrong people.
So, yeah, and I agree that, you know, we had the problem with Mitch Trubisky. They said, you know, he was a great quarterback. He turned out not to be. But he had the same problem. Offensive line.
It was a great wide hip right there, but didn't turn out.
Well, we can't. Well, I ain't going to say that. You said that.
Sorry, edit that one out.
No, I'm not editing it because you said if I said I would edit it, okay? So, but I meant, you know, and then, they, you know, it doesn't matter if you draft this Caleb Williams, which is a brother.
Yeah, and he's a Heisman winner, but don't mean nothing. He comes from a good program, USC. USC is a great program. OJ was there, like tons of players, Marcus Allen, all kinds of guys came from USC. So he comes from strong football pedigree, but that don't mean he's going to pan out in the pros.
Okay. So if you draft Caleb Williams and turn your back on Justin Fields, if you don't get an offensive line, you don't get some blockers in there, you don't get some wide receivers in there, you're going to be in the same boat that Justin Fields was in.
Yeah.
If you rush with pressure.
He's going in circles. You know, the organization as a whole is just going in circles, you know, repeating the old same cycle, messing up. So to me, if they think that Justin Fields is their man, then they got to go after, you know, a great wide receiver, maybe, or first pick of the first round is too early to get, you know, generational, like lineman or you know, linebacker or whatever. But that's probably always the toughest decision of the draft. The first pick of the first round, like, you know, that starts the domino effect on who's going to get drafted and where everybody's slotted and all that stuff.
And then, you know, I listen to these sports stations. And I understand if you got a 2-3-4 hour show, you got to fill time with content.
You need some content.
You need some content and you need some controversies. But, you know, I've come to learn, I guess the coach in me, that sports, professional sports, is a business. But for these players, it's a job.
Oh, yeah.
It's a job. They go to work.
It's a way to make money. It's a career.
They support their family and their livelihoods. Yep. They lifestyle, whether it be a fancy lifestyle or a low-key, this is how they support their lifestyle. And I come to find out that the media and social media, they get on soapbox and they quit the call for these players and coaches to be fired.
Right. And they probably never even played the game.
Never played the sport.
Never put a helmet on.
On radio, on TV, talking about the game, dissecting the game, ain't never took a hit, ain't never fouled a pitch off, ain't never got on the pitcher's mound.
Ain't never scored a touchdown.
But yet they're analyzing what the players should do.
Right. They're probably using analytics. Analytics say probability says.
I listened to one show where the whole show is about analytics, stats, this and that, and the they hate the real game.
Yeah, it's just mathematicians and probability stuff, percentages, but still, that don't mean nothing. You still got to hit the home run. You still got to throw a 60-yard bomb to, you know, your wide receiver that's wide open.
I get this, because you're talking about, you said they never played the game, they never did. I was listening this week, some of the sports personality, and they was questioning whether or not the Bears should keep Justin Fields. Some was saying they should keep him, and some was saying they shouldn't. Then some was saying, you know, different personalities on the same show, they having a back and forth, that Caleb Williams should be drafted. Then Sam was questioning Caleb Williams' ability, if he would be a good NFL quarterback this night. Then I sit down and I go through a couple of stations while I'm driving, and they say that they had a 10-minute interview with Caleb Williams, and he's the real deal.
After 10 minutes?
Oh, my God. How could you even get on radio?
Yeah, just crown them the Hall of Fame of Hall of Famers, you know what I mean?
You had
put him on the Mount Rushmore of NFL. You know, move Joe Montana, move Tom Brady, move, you know, all them guys.
You had your doubts about it. But I sat in the room with him for a 10-minute interview, and he's the real deal. Dude, we got to draft him. We got to draft him, buddy. He's the real deal. 10 minutes. He asked the questions, and he's going to be the
His agent probably paid him some money to say something like that, you know? You
articulate. Now, you can sit there, you say all the right things. Say all the right things. Get in the ring the first round. He knocked out.
Ding. Yeah, ding.
Get said all the right things. I'm trying. I want the title. I'm on this. I'm going to do that. And ding. 30 seconds into the first round. And it's a 12-round bout. So the media got a feel. The next 11 rounds with replays and talking.
With content, because the guy got knocked out with one punch. Yeah.
So now, after 10 minutes, the quarterback that you were just on the radio all the last 2-3 weeks of last month, questioning whether he should be a good quarterback, if he will be a good quarterback in the NFL. He's the man. After 10 minutes, interview, not on the field, not in the combine, just a 10-minute interview, you persuade, and then you got all your audience listening to you saying that.
He did a 10-minute FaceTime with Caleb Williams, and all of a sudden, you know, he's got God's gift to football.
I was in the car driving, and I just shook my head. I'm like, no, but he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But the media, again,
What channel was it on? Let our audience know.
Can't say it.
What's the reporter's name?
It's even a national sports. Guys,
it's national.
I'm not saying, all I'm saying is they on there. And I mean, the guy ain't never played an in and a quarterback, but they didn't made him a Hall of Fame quarterback. I came in.
Yeah. Off a 10-minute interview?
I guess because he's a high
school. Hey, is that like flipping a coin? Oh, yeah, he's Hall of Famer now. You know what I mean?
But, you know, it's amazing to me, again, like you say, some of these guys in media never played sports. They went to school to learn how to be a sports announcer.
Or a journalist.
Journalist, a personality. And they sit there and they look at stats, they look at data, and they dissect players. They call for players to be fired, cut from the team. And they don't know the work and the sweat and that goes into
it. Yeah, the years and years of toil that it takes just to get to that spot, you know? And how much money does their parents pay for them to travel the country and you know, go to showcases and this and that and the other.
You know, and I'll give you an example. And it's what they want. They try to, well, I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, White Sox rehired Tony La Russa. And the media made a big roar of the fact that that was Jerry Reinsdorf pick, and that was Jerry Reinsdorf doing, and Rick Hahn didn't have nothing to do with it and this and that. First of all, I asked a buddy of mine that was in media. We were conversating, and you know, he knows Jerry Reinsdorf very well. And I asked him, I said, what is Jerry Reinsdorf like? I asked him, I said, is it true that Jerry Reinsdorf controlled who to play, who they sign and who they hire and this and that? And he looked at me, he said, Coach, let me tell you like this, Coach. If you own a team, you have the right to know and have a say-so in who you're paying money to.
Hey, you get paying them millions of dollars. Yeah.
So if Jerry Reinsdorf decides I want Tony La Russa to manage my team, that's his choice.
Right.
That's his choice.
He's the one writing the checks.
He's writing the checks. So then people, again, that don't own a team, don't run a business, use their microphone to portray that Tony La Russa was not fit to manage the team.
Well, the dude's been in baseball for 30 years, 40 years, a Hall of Fame manager. Yeah. But
they said he was sleeping in the dugout and he was out of touch with the player. This is what they said. And then when they made a big fuss, and I'm just talking about reality right now.
Yeah, yeah.
When Jason Benetti, the White Sox announcer for the games, decided to take a job this year with the Detroit Tigers for whatever reason. I don't know the reasons. But the media made a big deal out of the fact that the White Sox chose not to bring Jason Benetti back. That's the White Sox choice.
There's business decisions. Business, you know.
People move on and get move on for whatever.
That's like going to Chase Bank and saying, I want a new manager, this, that. Like, they make business decisions behind closed doors because it's a business.
But the media sit there and they try to impose their will, their thoughts.
Yeah.
Who should be fired, who should be hired. But when the public gets out in front of the station and picket and protest, say they should be fired, they be sitting there biting their nails.
But they right. Don't take that yeah, I know, right? They the story changes. The story changes.
The story changes. I don't like what you said on your show, so you should be fired. Then you ready to call on the public and tell your fans to call the station, this, that. But you can use that same bullpen to say who a team should hire, who they should fire, which players should be cut, which players should be released. That's asinine to me. Now, again, yeah. I understand media and I understand you got to have content and this and that, but it's hypocrisy to me.
Yeah.
Use that platform. Basically, the media, some forces of the media has made a decision that we go run Justin Fields out of town. And the way they report it, it affects the fans. And at the end of the day, ownership, management, looking at the dollars. If it affects the fans, it's going to affect their bottom line. So in some way, they're affected by these cries to get rid of Tony La Russa.
Right.
To get rid of Justin Fields, to bring on Caleb Williams, because this is what they want. They're not going to see.
They have their own agenda.
Exactly.